From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Catalina Garcia. This week, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers provided an early look at a plan to better protect neighborhoods and cities around Biscayne Bay from lethal hurricanes like Dorian. The plan could call for massive floodgates across the Miami River or flood walls and more mangroves along the bay's crowded shores. The Corps is also considering buying up vulnerable property in at least five areas. They aren't sure how much it would cost, but it's likely to be billions. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us more.
With a skyline crowded with cranes and the seventh most populated county in the U.S., you might wonder, is Miami-Dade County too big to fail when it comes to climate change and sea rise? That's a question the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will consider as it calculates the cost and benefits in rich and poor neighborhoods and whether flood protection makes more sense than leaving.
What makes this area a little bit unique is, of course, the level of development between the amount of people. We're loving the place to death.
Joe Vitri is director of the Corps' Coastal and Storm Risk Management Division for the U.S. East Coast. He was at a meeting to unveil preliminary plans and says because the county has so much valuable real estate, it probably makes sense to invest in flood protection.
You have a tremendous population base here, tremendous economic base, and therefore your elected officials understand this, and they know that their job is to help protect that economic base.
But there could be some flood-prone areas where benefits don't outweigh cost, and it makes more sense to buy out owners.
There's some coastal communities that I work in that don't have the financial wherewithal, and they are really have to start thinking about sort of a managed retreat over time.
So we may be sort of too big to fail?
Well, I hate to say too big to fail because I don't believe that to be true, but I think we're in a pretty good position because we have the financial wherewithal, and the economics allow us to provide these larger projects.
A more definite plan will be available in January. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Catalina Garcia.